It's good to get a win. You know, Coach Frazier brought up the point last night that we want to be undefeated at home, including starting tonight, and we did just that. I thought, you know, we came out very focused in pregame, and we knew that we wanted to score early and score often, and, you know, we got a touchdown, which we finally wanted after last week, and had to settle for a field goal after that, which, you know, there's two players I wish I would have had back, but you know, the offense is clicking and doing really well, and we're putting up points, and that's a good thing to do. And you know, there's still some plays that we got to get fixed and get better at. And but it's a good starting point. And you know, my job's easy right now. I mean, when guys like Percy Harvin and Jerome Simpson make a 4-yard catch and turn it into a, you know, 50-yard gain, it's unbelievable. And the offensive line's doing such a great job, and we're spreading the ball around like crazy, and we're making plays. And I think I'm very excited where we are right now after this game.
After five drives and all of them getting into scoring position, can you feel the confidence of that unit growing a little bit?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Everyone's just so much more comfortable and confident in what they're doing. And, you know, especially at the quarterback position, you know, we've done such a great job during the OTAs in the offseason. I know where I want to go with the ball pre-snap, and the receivers are doing a great job of getting open. The O-line's doing a great job of blocking where I get to, though, you know, that third or fourth read. And, you know, things are just going well.
Completions to eight different guys. You talked about being able to spread it around. It's got to be a
There's so many weapons on this offense. You know, between Jerome Simpson and Kyle Rudolph and Percy Harvin and, you know, Stephen Burton's a guy stepping up. Michael Jenkins, who's doing a great job of being a leader. You know, he's that veteran guy in that receiving core that you know, he's doing a great job. And you know, it's, guys are getting open, and it's making my job easy.
You have a pretty good view of Jerome's hurdle.
Man, I thought he was going to score after that. I was like, dude, why didn't you score a touchdown, man? Give me a long touchdown pass. But he's so athletic, man. Everyone knows him for his athleticism, and he showed that tonight, and he's unbelievable.
Do you feel like there's a guy that's emerging that can kind of take his role that those first three games?
You know, I mean, Michael Jenkins is a guy that's been solid and obviously had a great catch tonight. And Stephen Burton is getting a lot of playing time, but someone will step up. And, you know, we're not sure who it is yet who will be filling in that role, but someone will, and they'll do fine.
Second and goal in the second series. Did you have Rudolph to the corner there if you're able to get the pass
off? Yeah, you know, he was open, and we had another guy open in the flat, and they went cover zero. And, you know, I kind of got the ball off probably a little too early and just made a bad pass. And that's the one play I wish I would have had back. We definitely should have had a touchdown on that drive.
Third down.
On the fade route to Jerome. You know, I got to give him a chance, you know, let the ball go too far. Obviously, it was out of bounds, and never gave him a chance to make a play.
You reprimanded on that head-first dive at all?
No, you know, so we watched film. So Coach Musgrave made this cut-ups about sliding head-first versus sliding feet-first. And you know, we've never seen someone get hurt sliding head-first. And so it's on purpose. You know, when you slide feet first, you're exposing your body to get hit. And like, we saw Washington, me last year. You know, I got pretty jacked up that game. And so, yeah, that's, you know, people are like tweeting at me, dude, slide feet first. What are you doing? But I mean, it's a planned deal. So.
Yeah, first, did you have to worry about ball security a little bit there too, though, when you're kind of diving forward?
I mean, not really about ball security. I don't know. If you fumble the ball, that stinks. But I don't know. I haven't really thought about his ball security.
He got hit low on that one play. I think it was the second sack.
Yeah.
He got hit kind of – I mean, were you a little concerned there? Where'd you get hit?
Yeah, I mean, the guy kind of fell right in my knee, but fortunately I was fine. You know, those things are going to happen. You know, you're exposed at quarterback position, so, you know, you just got to hopefully not get hurt.
Those first two drives, you had three third or fourth down conversions by a matter of inches. That's obviously got to be a huge step to keep drives alive.
Yeah, you know, we had that one big fourth down conversion on that run, and – had a few third down conversions. I think it goes back to us, you know, doing a lot better job on first and second down and putting ourselves in third and short situations. And we weren't really in a third and long at all tonight. And that's a good sign.
You got about 75% on first downs. I think you got that tonight. I mean, how did that set the tone for you then?
Yeah, and that's the goal. And, you know, people are always telling me that it's such an unreachable goal. But you know, you got to set your goals high, and that's the plan. I mean, we want 75% completions on first down, and keep the sticks moving and keep the ball in our hands.
You've been willing to stay in the pocket a lot too here these first two games. How important is that? Where's your comfortability there?
Well, it's huge. You know, the offensive line is doing a great job of giving me the time to get to those, get through my reads and stay in the pocket, and use my feet a couple times tonight. But I'm not feeling much pressure, and so I'm able to sit there and throw the ball downfield.
You did take a couple sacks early. Were there adjustments made that cleaned it up in the
I don't think there were any adjustments made. I think it was early on in the ball game and had to get used to that speed of the game. And I could have done a better job, especially on one that, the guy almost hit my knee. I could have moved to the right and probably done a better job to get out of the way. But after that, I had all day back there. So.
Did you see much of Audie Cole in camp and, going up against him? I don't know if you saw him much. But,
yeah.
That thing
working? Unfortunately, I don't think I ever threw a pick against him, but he was at NC State, which we played them every year, and I remember him sticking out as a great player on defense and obviously made two unbelievable plays. I've never seen back-to-back interceptions for touchdowns before, and obviously he made an impression tonight, and he's always done great in camp. And he's a good guy. I've hung out with him a couple times, and pretty laid-back guy, so good for him. I'm happy for him.
Maybe have a little momentum here, not just as an offense, but as a team. Now heading into the third preseason game, how important is it to carry that through, however long you're out there, two or three quarters, and just continue to have those good vibes?
It's important. It's good that we can build our confidence in this, but it's only preseason, and we still have a lot of way to go, and two more weeks before the regular season starts. And so, we want to have the confidence that we're moving the ball, we're making plays, but. We don't want to get overconfident, and we know that we still got a ton of work to do, and keep making strides. Good thing is we keep taking steps forward. We haven't really taken any steps back, and that's a good sign.
When you and Jerome are clicking, how do you weigh tempering expectations, knowing you're going to be without him versus just trying to enjoy the moment?
I haven't really thought about it. We'll handle that when it gets here, and again, someone will step up in his place, but we're enjoying the time that we're on the field together right now, and sweet. We're trying to make plays, so. Thanks, guys.